client and trainer hygiene. Hygiene is a cornerstone of any clinical practice, especially in neurofeedback settings where cross-contamination risks can have significant consequences. Adopting a forensic mindset is crucial for both trainers and clients. Moss et al., 2019, suggests thinking like a crime scene investigator, emphasizing the need to minimize contact with potentially contaminated surfaces. Every touch, whether to the client, equipment, or environment, should be deliberate and followed by rigorous cleaning protocols. This perspective ensures a heightened awareness of potential transmission pathways and reinforces the habit of disinfecting frequently touched areas between sessions. Monitoring symptoms among staff and clients is another critical measure. Staff should assess their own health before arriving at work, checking for fever, respiratory symptoms, or other signs of illness. Likewise, clients should undergo a similar screening process before entering the clinic. Contactless infrared thermometers provide an efficient way to measure temperatures upon arrival. Such vigilance helps prevent the introduction of pathogens into the clinic and ensures a safer environment for everyone involved. Clinics should standardize these hygiene protocols to ensure consistency across staff members. Training programs that emphasize the importance of symptom monitoring and surface disinfection can instill good practices. By creating a culture of accountability and attention to detail, clinics can reduce the likelihood of health hazards. Staff members should also maintain records of their health checks and those of clients to establish a reliable system for early detection of potential risks. Moreover, expanding these practices to include environmental considerations can further enhance safety. For instance, air purification systems and high-efficiency particulate air filters can reduce airborne contaminants. Regularly replacing HVAC filters and conducting air quality assessments can complement existing protocols. This integration of hygiene measures into the clinic's infrastructure underscores a commitment to long-term safety. Finally, this proactive approach to hygiene fosters trust between clinicians and clients. A visible commitment to safety measures reassures clients that their health is a top priority. The use of these strategies, alongside clear communication of the rationale behind them, demonstrates professionalism and care. Together, these practices set the foundation for a safe and effective clinical environment, ensuring that both staff and clients feel confident in their shared space. Hand cleaning. Proper hand hygiene is one of the simplest yet most effective ways to prevent the spread of infection. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention outline a 5-step hand washing process: wetting hands, lathering with soap, scrubbing for at least 20 seconds, rinsing thoroughly, and drying with a clean towel or air drying. This sequence removes most pathogens and minimizes the risk of transferring microbes to clients or equipment. Staff should perform this routine before and after every client interaction to ensure optimal safety. Hand sanitizers provide a practical alternative when soap and water are unavailable. These products should contain at least 60% isopropyl alcohol to be effective. Staff and clients should use hand sanitizer upon entering the clinic and before leaving, reinforcing the importance of maintaining cleanliness throughout their visit. Ensuring that hand hygiene supplies are readily available in multiple locations within the clinic encourages compliance. Glove usage adds another layer of protection. Disposable gloves should be donned before interacting with each client and discarded immediately afterward. This practice prevents the direct transfer of microorganisms from one client to another. However, gloves are not a substitute for proper hand washing. Staff should wash or sanitize their hands before putting on gloves and after removing them to maintain comprehensive hygiene. Educating clients on the importance of hand hygiene is equally important. By encouraging clients to sanitize their hands upon arrival, clinics create a shared responsibility for maintaining a clean environment. Clear signage and accessible hand hygiene stations can help reinforce these behaviors, ensuring that everyone contributes to infection prevention. Expanding upon hand hygiene, clinics can implement advanced measures like touchless sinks and soap dispensers to further reduce contamination risks. Additionally, periodic training on hand hygiene for both clients and staff can help sustain awareness and adherence to best practices. Visual reminders, such as posters and videos, can keep the importance of hand hygiene top of mind. These initiatives collectively enhance the overall effectiveness of infection control measures within the clinic. Masks. The use of masks has become a standard practice in clinical settings to protect against airborne pathogens. Staff should wear masks and face shields to provide a barrier against respiratory droplets, which are a common transmission route for infectious agents. Disposable masks should also be made available to clients, with their use strongly encouraged throughout their visit. This dual approach minimizes the risk of infection for both parties. Masks serve a dual purpose. They protect the wearer and those around them. By reducing the spread of respiratory droplets, masks create a safer shared space, especially in indoor settings. For staff, wearing masks consistently sets a professional standard and communicates a commitment to safety. Clients are more likely to comply with mask protocols when they see staff adhering to them diligently. To maximize effectiveness, masks should be worn correctly, covering both the nose and mouth. Staff should receive training on proper mask usage and disposal to avoid contamination during handling. High-quality masks, such as surgical masks or N95 respirators, are recommended for staff members who perform procedures that involve close client contact or potential exposure to aerosols. Additionally, masks should be paired with other protective measures, such as social distancing and frequent hand hygiene. While masks are a critical component of infection prevention, they are most effective when integrated into a comprehensive safety protocol. This layered approach ensures robust protection against potential health threats. Furthermore, clinics can invest in reusable masks with advanced filtration capabilities for staff, offering both environmental and cost benefits. Proper cleaning and maintenance of these masks should be a part of the clinic's hygiene protocol. By embracing these additional steps, clinics can enhance their readiness to prevent airborne infections and protect the health of everyone in the facility. Social distance. Social distancing measures can significantly reduce the risk of pathogen transmission in clinical settings. Remote neurofeedback training is the safest option as it allows clients to receive treatment from the comfort of their homes. Clinicians should explore telehealth models that maintain the quality of care while minimizing physical contact. This approach is particularly beneficial for clients who are immunocompromised or at higher risk of severe illness. For in-clinic sessions, spatial arrangements play a vital role in infection prevention. Clinics should designate separate entrances and exits to minimize client interactions. Waiting areas should be reconfigured to ensure that chairs are spaced at least 6 feet apart, in line with CDC guidelines. During sessions, staff should maintain a safe distance from clients whenever possible. After placing neurofeedback caps or sensors, staff can interact with clients remotely from a control room. This setup reduces direct contact and aligns with social distancing principles. In scenarios where close interaction is unavoidable, staff should use appropriate personal protective equipment to mitigate risks. Implementing social distancing measures requires careful planning and consistent enforcement. Clear signage and instructions can guide clients through these protocols, ensuring compliance. By prioritizing distance, clinics create an environment that supports safety and fosters confidence in their infection prevention strategies. In addition, clinics should consider flexible scheduling to minimize overlap between clients. Allocating extra time between appointments allows for thorough cleaning and reduces the likelihood of crowding in shared spaces. Virtual check-ins and digital forms can further streamline the process, enhancing efficiency while maintaining safety standards. These practices collectively reinforce the effectiveness of social distancing measures. Equipment sterilization. Equipment sterilization is essential for preventing cross-contamination and ensuring the safety of both clients and staff. Sterilization involves destroying all microbial life through chemical or physical methods. Disinfection, while less thorough, removes most microorganisms and is suitable for non-critical surfaces. Both approaches play a role in maintaining a hygienic clinical environment. Surfaces that clients and staff frequently touch, such as chairs and counters, should be disinfected regularly using effective cleaning agents like Protex disinfectant spray or Virasolv. These products are capable of eliminating resistant pathogens such as methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, MRSA. Staff should ensure that cleaning products are used according to the manufacturer's instructions to maximize their efficacy. Sensors and leads used in neurofeedback sessions require special attention. High-level disinfectants, such as Cydex, should be applied to these devices to eliminate potential pathogens. After cleaning, sensors should be rinsed with lukewarm water and air-dried to prevent skin irritation. Disposable electrodes, while costlier, eliminate the risk of cross-contamination and should be considered for single-use applications. Proper sterilization practices extend to the handling of equipment during sessions. Sensors should never be immersed in cleaning solutions, as this can damage them. Instead, staff should use cloths to apply disinfectants and carefully remove any residue. By adhering to these guidelines, clinics can maintain the integrity of their equipment while ensuring client safety. Clinics can further enhance their sterilization protocols by incorporating ultraviolet light systems to disinfect equipment and surfaces. These systems are highly effective in eliminating bacteria and viruses and can serve as a supplementary measure to manual cleaning. Additionally, maintaining a detailed log of cleaning schedules ensures accountability and consistency in adhering to sterilization standards. Such comprehensive efforts are crucial for maintaining the highest standards of hygiene. Cross-contamination. Cross-contamination occurs when microorganisms are inadvertently transferred from one individual or site to another. This risk is particularly significant in clinical settings where multiple clients share equipment. The Spalding classification system provides a framework for assessing the infection risk associated with medical devices, categorizing them as critical, semi-critical, or non-critical. Critical devices, such as sensors that penetrate the skin, require sterilization to eliminate all microbial life. Semi-critical devices, like reusable EEG caps, contact mucous membranes or abraded skin and require high-level disinfection. Non-critical devices, which only contact intact skin, require intermediate or low-level disinfection. Understanding these categories helps clinicians apply the appropriate level of cleaning to each device. Preventing cross-contamination also involves adhering to strict protocols for equipment use. Sensors should ideally be assigned to individual clients to reduce the risk of pathogen transfer. Disposable components, when feasible, provide an additional safeguard. Staff should also be vigilant about cleaning shared surfaces and tools, such as measuring tapes and conductive gel containers, to prevent contamination. Training programs that emphasize the principles of the Spalding classification system can enhance staff awareness and competence. By incorporating these standards into daily practices, clinics can significantly reduce the risk of cross-contamination and protect the health of their clients. To further address cross-contamination risks, clinics can introduce color-coded tools and materials to clearly distinguish between clean and contaminated items. This visual system simplifies adherence to protocols and reduces the chances of accidental misuse. Regular audits and feedback sessions can also help identify gaps in practice and promote continuous improvement in infection control measures. Best practices. Implementing best practices for infection prevention requires a comprehensive approach that addresses every aspect of clinical operations. Skin preparation is a key area of focus, as overabrasion can increase the risk of blood-borne pathogen transmission. Clinicians should use non-abrasive methods to prepare the skin and discard all contaminated materials, such as alcohol wipes and blunt tip needles, in biohazard containers. Reusable sensors should be disinfected thoroughly between sessions using high-level cleaning agents. Assigning sensors to individual clients further minimizes the risk of cross-contamination. Clinics should also establish protocols for handling and disposing of biohazardous waste to prevent accidental exposure. Education and training are vital for maintaining high standards of hygiene. Regular workshops and refresher courses can ensure that staff remain informed about the latest infection prevention guidelines. By fostering a culture of continuous learning, clinics can adapt to emerging challenges and maintain a safe environment. Finally, transparency with clients about these practices builds trust and confidence. Clearly communicating the measures in place to protect their health underscores the clinic's commitment to safety. This proactive approach not only enhances the client experience, but also reinforces the clinic's reputation for excellence in care. Expanding on best practices, clinics should incorporate technology-driven solutions like digital checklists and monitoring systems to track adherence to protocols. These tools provide real-time feedback and ensure consistency in infection control efforts. Collaboration with external experts, such as infection prevention consultants, can also offer valuable insights and recommendations to refine practices further. Together, these initiatives elevate the standard of care and create a robust defense against potential health risks.